and Fanula, weekdays from 3 to 6. Dave and Fanula
with Tesco,
weekdays from 3 to 6 on iRadio.
I'm back getting given out to by the principal. How you doing? We're here in Ballymallan Vocational School and we're with the principal. Who are you?
Good morning, how are you getting on? Mick O'Rourke is my name and I'm the principal here in Ballymallan Vocational School.
I know that obviously the attention is all on students today as they get their leave and cert results, but as a principal of a school, what's it like for you?
Yeah, this is a nerve-wracking day, I suppose. Indeed, you know, we had a few tech issues this morning with Wi-Fi and internet and, you know, making sure the portal will open and everything so that we can get in and get the results ready. And we had a little bit of printing to do to get everything ready for our students who are just arriving. As you can just see them up the hallway as we look out the door. So, yeah, an exciting morning for everybody. And, you know, this is the culmination of 6 years of work, you know, not just that last hurdle, which is the leave and cert. And, yeah, very exciting morning here.
Even though the results were available at 10 o'clock this morning, some have opted to come in and get them here. And there's been a really conscious effort, not just here, but probably many schools, to make sure that people aren't left alone at home today mulling over the results. There's a real community here today.
Yeah, there is. And look at Ballymahan as a town in rural Longford. Our huge catchment is outside the town itself. So, you know, we don't want anybody out in the sticks looking at the results on their own. We want them in here celebrating with their friends and with their family. Everyone is invited in here this morning, iRadio included. And yeah, up the hallway, we have some students who have already logged on, got their results, but still want to come in and formally get the bit of paper in with myself, the Deputy Principal Orla, and our exam coordinator, Zara McCabe. They want to come in and get the results here in the school. And then we have some people who haven't logged on at all yet and are, you know, just even more excited because they don't know what's coming. But we've had a sneak peek and we know what's coming and it's going to be good news for everyone. Yeah.
You mentioned that about having the students together as they open their results. And then obviously we look ahead to tonight and the celebrations. Any words of wisdom then as they head into the celebrations and then also looking ahead to the future?
Yeah, absolutely. The words of wisdom are very simple. Today is about celebrating the results. Celebrate that piece of paper and those wonderful results that you're all after getting. Okay, somebody might be a little bit disappointed about something that just didn't go to plan, but that's not for today. Next week here, this school, we're going nowhere. Our guidance team and the support team from the school, they are still our students until the transition into, you know, into further education or higher education, apprenticeships, wherever they're going to go. We'll continue to look after them until they get to the destination to go to enjoy themselves. Obviously stay safe and look after all your friends and all that, all those I suppose all those adult things that we'll say to them, but you know, get out and enjoy your night and then really enjoy the results that you're after achieving, because you've all done so well.
Will principals and teachers be celebrating tonight? Maybe not with your students, but maybe in a different part of town after all the work that you've put in.
You know, absolutely, teachers can sit back this evening now and enjoy, you know, a mighty set of results that have after coming into the school. And look, I suppose along with that, where the process of starting again is also ongoing. So we started there with first years yesterday. The new leave inserts are in this morning. The junior cycle students, they're in here now this morning. So I suppose that's the process of school and that's the way schools work. It's that constant circle, you know, there's a revolving door, someone's coming in and someone's going out. And so it's a busy time. I think a lot of teachers know it could be an early night for a lot of teachers after the busy week that we've had.
Cue the circle of life. Well, let's shame your mate who's taking Snapchats off you. Who's he?
That's Charlie Byrne. It's our local genius in the school now. So
the local genius, you say? Okay.
So, like, he'd be getting 625 probably now, so can't say anything to him.
The man, Charlie Byrne. You've got your results. How do you feel? Are you happy with them?
Ah, yeah, it was grand, sure. It's just nice to have it over and done with. It's good crack coming here, and, like, it's kind of sad to be over and done with now, so...
Yeah, what do you think you might miss about, like, the school environment?
How good the teachers are, obviously. we're a great group of lads the whole way through. We had great crack. Like, the sports the whole way through. The teachers were very good. And we were a small group, so we were very close-knit the whole way. So that was good fun.
What were the sports? Rugby, Gaelic, what do you play here?
Oh, jeez, we'd be too soft for rugby now, so we didn't do that. We had Gaelic and soccer. We tried anyway. We weren't always the best, but we gave it a shot.
Owen, what are the plans going forward? Do you want to go to college or what's the crack?
Ah, sure. I give college a go and see how far I get on. And sure, if all goes downhill, we can always do an apprenticeship or do something.
Yeah, there's so many options now. Yeah. But do you have any idea what area you're interested in, where you want to go?
Hopefully engineering in maybe Athlone or somewhere, or UL, or I don't know. See Wednesday.
Look, get this hurdle over and then we'll see where we go. What are the plans for tonight? Where are we going? You mightn't go out at all, would you?
Well, sure. Like, we'll go for a bit of food first and then we might tip into town, a few drinks, you know. Don't take it handy.
Yeah. Do you want to go overboard?
I know, sure, like.
And do you feel now, like, as I said, it's a small enough year, so close-knit enough. Do you feel most people will be out kind of celebrating together, big plans that way?
Well, a few of us are going with school down the road, so we might split up that way. I don't know. We're all going to Mullingar, so we'll see how it goes. It's a good crack.
Congratulations. Thanks and the very best of luck. And sure luck, you always have Wednesday.
Thanks very much.
We're here with Charlie Byrne on the scene after getting his Leaving Cert results. Charlie, how do you feel?
I'm actually relieved. Like, I was in bed this morning and I just didn't want to get up because I was terrified. Like, I thought I did terrible. And I walked in that door there and she was a big smile on her principal's face. And Jesus, yeah, I'm happy out though. It was great.
Obviously, the results are available online as well as coming into school. What was it that made you feel, oh no, I actually want to come in, get them in person and open them with people around?
Yeah, actually, so as I said, I thought I did terrible. So I didn't want to be in my room with like shout results in front of me, just in my bed. So I was like, if I'm going to do terrible, I want to have a few like bit of support around me in case it goes horrible.
Who's with you here today?
Just my dad there.
We seen awful bits of backslapping, so we knew it was good news. Then we approached. He's so proud of you today.
He said that to me there, because I actually did the best in my family just there. So.
Brilliant.
Yeah. That's great. I'm in a family of five as well. I'm the youngest, so.
I was going to say, so no one can come and steal your glory.
No, you've done it. I've completed life. Like.
And this clip will ever live forever and ever. I've done better than my family. Who are you?
Mr. Quaid, I'm not a student, a teacher here. Last year with these three fine gentlemen and lots of more great students, but you can see they're very happy here. Guidance counsellor is my role, but I worked primarily with these Leaving Cert applied students. Had a great year, a couple of years with them.
Mr. Quinn, we'll let these boys tell us who they are. We'll start from the top.
Hi, my name is Ahmad Alderi. I come to Ireland, zero English. And then I will grow from the school step by step. And then I want to say thank you for all teacher. I have a good result and everything is fine. I'm happy. They are happy. And then now, thank to the God, I have everything. I have my own business and everything. Thank you for all teacher to help me.
Talk about an introduction and a half. Usually people just tell us their name. But brilliant. Congratulations.
Hi, I'm Ibrahim. And I'm Ballymahan Vocational School. I was a student and now I got my result and I'm very happy and very proud of myself. And thank you for all teachers and all who helped me in that school.
You have to get used to saying was, no longer, you're no longer a student. Is there any sadness about that?
Oh no.
You're done, you're happy.
I'm very happy.
And finally, last but not least, congratulations today.
Thank you so much. My name is Muhammad Kerawan. I was here in Ballymahan Vocational School. I come into Ireland, there is no English at all. And I have to start from the zero to learn English. But when I see my result today, I am so happy. It's 38% after 4 years hard to learn English. And just we want to say thanks for all the teachers to stay with me, hard. And all the people here in the school is so nice to teach me how to learn from the step 00 to the end now. Where I am there, Mr. Dinigal and Mr. O'Rourke, everyone there, and Miss McCabe, everyone there, helped me a lot. And we never forget about the people who help you. And just we say thank you for everyone here. And we'll miss the teachers. Thank you.
So what are the plans now for celebrations tonight? Anyone making big plans?
I don't know, maybe I'll go to home and do celebration. I will see.
Well, before I leave, I tell my parents I need big surprise, so I don't know what they make for me.
The pressure's on them.
Yeah. And do you have any celebrations tonight?
Well, no, because our religion say no, I have to go to pub. The people will say you have to go to pub. Well, no, just we sit with home. We have little party, little family, that stuff, you know. And we have to go to work as well.
The work doesn't stop. What are you working at?
I work in Art Center Burke as lifeguard, yeah.
Oh, very good. Okay, very responsible job.
No pub, only work.
No pub, only work. Keep the life
so sensible.
That'll make family happy too.
Yeah, that's true. Brilliant. You have to look for after everyone here.
How long are you all in Ireland? What age did you come here?
I come in here my age 16 years old. I am now 20. 4 years and a half in Ireland. When I come into Ireland, no English. I have two languages, was Arabic and French, and now is English. That's handy for me. And I will say, the people just stand beside me to help me a lot to be where I am now. That's all.
It must have been very difficult coming here with no English.
Yeah, it's so different because it's very hard to see the people and you start to want to control, like, to chat to him,
yeah,
to make friends.
Yeah, you want to communicate.
Yeah, and he doesn't get it because he don't have the strong English to be speaking with the people. And nobody help as well as like. And when I come in there and it's COVID-19 is coming as well, that's big issue happen as well. It's no school. We have sit at home, no social media, that stuff. Everything locked down. And when I come back to school again, we have to say, put myself, okay, this is the route. We have to skip on that route to learn the English to be properly. I have the speaking is very well, but writing and reading, not very well. We have to control about that.
It's one
you'll
step at a time.
Okay. Yeah. You'll get there.
And what about yourself, Ibrahim? How long have you been in Ballymahan?
I have been 5 years and 4 months, I think. Yeah, and when I come here, I have like little bit English, but when I come to school, like 2-3 years, I got my English very well. And yeah, and I'm very happy. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be very happy? Well done. And yourself, did you come here with no?
2018. I come 2018 as well. 0.0 English. No, seriously, when I sit on the class and then teacher ask about something, you know, I know it, but I cannot answer because English wasn't,
yeah,
you know.
You knew it in your head, but couldn't.
Yeah,
get
and
it out.
Mr. Dinningham and Ms. McCabe, every day, extra class for English and everything. And then as you can see now, everything is perfect. Life is going good.
You
English is perfect.
Shirt.
Yeah, thank you so much. So everything going well now, you know, everyone is happy. Not same when you come. It's a big difference, you know. Mm-hmm. When you was Middle East and then you come to Europe, see a different people, everything is, you look to anyone, you cannot talk to him or something. But now it's all like good, you know, have friend, have everything. I can chat to anyone, can talk, you know,
yeah,
with a teacher as well.
Yeah.
And you must be so proud of these
proud
lads.
Of like, yeah, because I only got to know them recent years, and this particular group of students last year, like, there was about 7 or 8 of them together, and the work ethic was unreal for, you know, for coming in so recent to Ireland, but they're so ambitious, and I can see them really going places.
Oh my God, Student of the Year, introduce yourself.
My name's Emma Tumulty.
And you were Student of the Year?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And your mate beside you?
Caitlin Murray.
You seem a bit unsure about that, Caitlin.
And I'm Heather Nocton.
How are we today? We all got our Leaving Cert results. Well, obviously not me and Fionnuala, but happy?
Yeah, delighted, thank God, yeah. So happy.
Very happy, yeah. Very happy, yeah.
What's the feeling like? So actually, first of all, did you go online and get them first before coming in person, or how did you work it?
Yeah, we went online first and then came in.
And what was that feeling like, just refreshing the page or whatever it was and then seeing it come up in front of you?
A shock, yeah, to be honest. I didn't think it came up straight away, so then when I seen it, I was like...
Can I ask you, Emma, first, what are you most looking forward to about college?
Meeting new people and being away from home. The independence.
Is Ballymahan home or where?
Tang, no, just at the road.
Yeah. Tang, the funniest place to say it.
Yeah.
Certainly not drinking cans. at all. What are the plans for tonight, actually? Where are you going, or Tang?
No. Yeah. We're heading to Mullingar tonight.
We're
all going to
Mullingar. I take it you're going to Mullingar. What's on Mullingar?
We're just getting a bus stop, to be honest. Yeah, something different.
Who are you?
Aaron Farrell.
And?
Maximilian.
Maximilian? What a name. Class.
So, lads, how are you feeling today now that the results have been opened, Max?
Oh, sure, feeling great. I got a distinction there, 92% in my LCA. So I'm pretty happy, to be honest. Could be better. But you know.
I feel like now your teacher going, yeah, where did that 8% go?
Exactly.
And yourself?
I'm absolutely delighted. I got a distinction as well. I got 87%.
Tough work. What were the nerves like this morning?
I wasn't stressing too much.
It's the way to be, though, isn't it? Because I suppose it feels like, and we've seen from what we have seen here this morning, there's such a close-knit group. So is it nearly more the thoughts of, you know, saying goodbye to the friend group and stuff like that is even as big a part as it is, the Leaving Cert results are?
It is, yeah. You miss them, like, you won't see them around too often. And you see, I'm a good bit away from Ballymattan, so...
They'll have to trek to see you.
Yeah. Out in the shticks. Maximilian, what about yourself?
Sure, I live in Ballymahan myself, so, but still, like, say, like, Aaron, I won't be able to see him because, you know, say work and stuff like that. Say in school, we've seen each other for every single day, basically. But there now, you know, we'll be both working, you know, we'll have time to meet each other or anything, you know. It's just...
There's an awful tinge of sadness to this. That's nearly like a breakup we're witnessing here. Will you not make the effort to stay in touch with each other, lads?
I'll try.
Don't make any promises you can't keep. Well, look, for just tonight then, we won't even think about the future. What is the plan for celebrating?
Sure, I don't know. Me and Aaron might go down to the pub there today. We'll have a few pints. For a few pints, maybe, yeah.
Sure, look it. Lads, congratulations. It's a massive achievement. Well done to you. But will you try and keep in touch, please?
Oh, we will, yeah.
We will indeed.
Congratulations and celebrations. You've done your Leaving Cert. Are you proud of yourself? Who are you?
Lily Higgins.
And?
Ross Burke.
Congratulations today. First of all, you have to be asked, are you happy?
Yeah, I'm delighted.
Brilliant.
Yeah, delighted as well.
So is it, obviously seems to be what you wanted, so what's that setting you on the path towards now? What's the plan next?
So I'm aiming to take a year out and work towards getting into the accreditation unit and the cadets, but they only take on 2 people a year. So if that doesn't work out, I'm going to defer my course in college and do accounting and finance and that loan next year.
Explain more, the cadets.
Yeah, so it's the accreditation unit, so I'd be like on the show jumping team for the country.
Oh, no way. Like the Aga Khan Cup?
Yeah.
Class. Well, yeah, you know, in due time, that's my ignorance of show jumping. Ross, yourself?
I'm hoping to do primary teaching, so I might do an arts and UL next year, or I'll see what happens anyway.
How does it feel now that the Leaving Cert is over? Like, what's the combination of feelings now that you've actually gone through it all?
I suppose it's just a relief. Like, it nearly doesn't feel like it happened this year because it nearly feels like so long ago since you've done it. But like, now I'm delighted that it's over and just you get to relax now and enjoy the rest of summer, I suppose, what's left of it.
Feelings for you as well?
I think it was very overrated. It was very like I don't know, it was built up to be something it wasn't. It wasn't as hard as like a lot of people were like making it out.
The LC is overrated.
Yeah, just a bit.
It's easy.
I'm loving the confidence. And come here for you.
Wait, have you told many others who have done the Leaving Cert that today?
No.
Well, you've told TikTok.
Yeah, because I have asked a couple of your fellow students what words of wisdom they'd have for this year's Leaving Cert. So is that it, or do you have any other words of advice to give them?
Don't panic. I didn't study, and I still got what I wanted, so you'd be grand.
Yeah, I'd say don't fall out with your teachers in the last couple of weeks, and do your homework, because, just do it.
Lily and Ross know the score. And Ross, could you tell us what are you most looking forward to about the college experience?
Do you want me to honest answer that?
Absolutely.
Honest answers all the way.
Oh, definitely studying. Yeah, definitely
studying. Yeah. We thank you for your honesty. Yeah, honesty. Lily?
To drink.
And independence and being an adult.
Sorry?
Never mind. Congratulations. Fair play to you. It was a breeze, obviously, but you should be proud of your achievements.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Dave and Fionnuala, weekdays from 3 to 6. Dave and Fionnuala. Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on iRadio.